This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
On the line from Flourish Consulting, Suzanne, good morning.
Good morning, Guy.
It's been too long since we got buff. And my muscles have withered away, unfortunately.
No, they haven't. They're doing fine.
And moved to my belly. But,
no.
But that's kind of why I want to speak to you again, because the festive season is fast approaching. We want to get festive with Aaron and Dan, but I'm a little worried, Suzanne, because this time of year, I'm going to have lots of parties and there's going to be peanuts and lots of bad food and I'm going to just get tubby before Christmas. I know it, and I want your help.
Well, you're not, because we're going to put a little plan into place to help you with that.
Oh,
you
great.
Know, Christmas and the lead up to it is such a special time of the year, yet so many of us are robbed by its joy because of our busyness. And we seem to say yes to everything in November. So by the time it comes to December, we're exhausted and we're not really looking forward to anything.
Hmm. All right. So just say no to everything? Is that the answer?
No, because then you won't enjoy it either. But what our aim is really over the next coming weeks is just to ensure that you enjoy some balance this year in the lead up to the festive season. Each year, I see so many clients in January and February who have overeaten, overindulged, said yes way too many times, and really just experience a reduction in their health at the start of the following year. Depression, weight gain, lowered immunity are really common ailments.
Wow.
I mean, balance is different for every person, though. How do you determine what your balance is?
Well, and you're right with that, Aaron, because so many of us have a different ability to be able to take on things. Some of us can only do 3 things in a week and others can do 15. So each person will make a schedule based on what they know they're capable of.
So how do we do it? How do we make a schedule of what we're going to do over the festive season?
Yeah, well, what we're going to do is make a plan, a forward plan. I've learned in the work that I do that 80% of success of any program is really the future or forward planning.
Okay.
So what we're going to look at in the coming weeks is planning for exercise, the eating, discipline with the events that you accept, and how to say no to those that you don't want to go to, how to enjoy moderation, and really just getting the most of the special time of the year.
Wow. Well, it sounds good. And then... Yes. If we set up this plan and obey the plan over the coming weeks, then you reckon come January, we'll be no worries.
Well, it's not even about obeying it. It's about putting a plan into place so it's not like you wake up on January 2nd going, whoa, what just happened last month? I've got no recollection. It was miserable. I'm feeling exhausted and just, run down and what's going on. So we want to just in November... prepare for that, because November is generally when you accept all the invites for December. Mm. And we just put a schedule into place that enables you to just really enjoy December and then a great way to start the new year.
All right. So probably some good homework would be to perhaps look at past couple of months and see how much was on and see which weeks you perhaps coped best and sort of work out what you can handle in a week. Would that be a helpful thing to do?
Well, that could be. What we're going to do is get December's month in front of you somehow. So some people, I like to have it physically. I just print something up off the web with December written down. Others like to use their PDFs or on their Outlook on their computer. But just ensure that you get the whole month of December out there. Now, like you were just saying, Aaron, we can look at what's happened in the past, but often as adults, we just know what we're capable of. So what we put together is... on that plan, we put the things already for December that we know are essential for us to attend. So, for example, on Christmas Day, there'll be some kind of a family event or you might be working in a soup kitchen, whatever it is, stick that in. Stick in your work Christmas party. That's inevitable every year. Stick in the New Year Eve celebration. And then on top of that, then we start to build in things like workouts each week. How many are we going to do? And if you're a... evening workout person. Now, at Christmas time, often there's so many events that come up in the evenings, you might get no workouts in each week. So it's about moving them perhaps to the AM or getting a training buddy that you can do at lunchtime with. And then there's other commitments like carols by candlelight that you might go to every year, those kind of things that you want to stick in as well.
All right. It sounds good. Most people have access to a calendar, but if they don't, we've got a link on our website, hope1032.com.au. We're looking forward to it, Suzanne.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be a good December. Great festive season.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Suzanne, from Flourish Consulting. Any questions, contact her, shewillflourish.com.
This has been a Hope 1032 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.